very good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. Where headlines: bus drivers clash with suspected UTMB carders at PTH station. Government Sophia Karas cash for work phase one payments next week. And in international news, Trump warns of more Nigeria strikes as Christians continue to be killed.
FM News with Mwansa Mwanaka Omo.
And now the news in detail. Some bus drivers operating at the University Teaching Hospital bus station in Lusaka faced a protest this afternoon following allegations of illegal operations by suspected UTMB carders. The protest turned violent, leaving some drivers and suspected carders injured. The drivers have accused a group of suspected carders, allegedly led by a man identified as Paul Piri, of imposing illegal fees at the bus station. They claim they are being forced to pay 30 kwacha per trip to the carders, in addition to the 20 kwacha paid to the Lusaka City Council. The drivers have described the charges as excessive and unjustified, calling on President Hakainde Hichilema to intervene.
Question ini hapa ni ya kadarizm. Kadarizm ya tingenela. Why ya tingenela? Question ya leo tingenela. Ndiye haipa.
So ya but number kipani kilipo cha UTMB and yule lo UTMB. Kenji na cho tapie kuni kani ya makaja. Lelo baeche tarakamba tukulipe kaja. So manje po anabwela no nafati wana wantuachani wakuru wakuru. Oh, chitengira pamozi. Sinamuna njira po. Na nanji kezo mpasa.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Public Police Commissioner Roy Kashumba has assured the public that police are investigating the reported incident and warned that anyone found assaulting drivers or engaging in illegal activities will be arrested and brought to book.
Whoever has been assaulted, those that are responsible will be brought to book. But in the meantime, before the drivers to continue arresting, and the police officers will be here to maintain law and order. So we have to remain patient. Of course, the injured must be treated by the medical personnel, and the police will investigate. And those that are responsible will be brought to book.
Government says it will begin clearing all outstanding payments for beneficiaries under cash for work phase one next week to improve service delivery, enhance cleanliness in Lusaka, and ensure a smooth transition into phase two. Speaking during the handover of 10 tractors worth 4.8 million kwacha under the cash for work program to the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company, Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sianuralo said the equipment will support the program and enhance waste collection in high-density areas to improve sanitation in the city. The minister has also announced that work to upgrade the Kafue and Kabwe roundabouts along Cairo Road will commence soon.
So the materials for the new design of Kafue and the Kabwe roundabout are in the country. We arrived from China, they are in the country this day. So very soon we'll see some work on these two roundabouts. We need to modernize our CPP. So we know where that is taking us to. It is taking us to cleaning the city. So once the work, I believe within a group, March, by March, March end of March, the work should be done.
Meanwhile, Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala said the equipment will help keep the fast-growing city clean across all seven constituencies and urged residents to subscribe to waste management services.
Keeping Lusaka clean cannot be achieved by government alone. I think this is what we must all understand. This can't be achieved by government alone. It is a responsibility we all share. I therefore call upon every stakeholder to work together in partnership. Let us ensure that these factors are used wisely and maintained properly. Above all, let us change our habits of refusing to dispose of waste health and by embracing practices that protect our environment.
And Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company Chief Executive Officer Imoana Mwanamwale has assured that the tractors will be used strictly for their intended purpose to strengthen waste collection and service delivery. Government has clarified that Zambia is not leaving or rejecting the International Monetary Fund following its announcement that it will not extend the current extended credit facility program, opting instead to engage the fund on a successor arrangement aligned with the country's evolving economic priorities. In a statement, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Simbekon Sokotwane said the current program, which ran slightly beyond November 2025 to January 2026 for technical reasons, has simply concluded and the new program will now be negotiated. Dr. Sokotwane has assured citizens that economic reform, fiscal discipline and debt sustainability will continue without interruption. He said government spending will remain within Parliament approved limits, borrowing will be undertaken responsibly and reforms will continue to be nationally owned. Dr. Sokotwane has added that the next IMF-supported program will be a longer term with a focus on sustainable economic growth, job creation and investment while safeguarding macroeconomic stability. Five children of Meanwood Phase 3 area have drowned at the Zambia National Service Airport Farms Reserve Dam in Chongwe District. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the incident occurred yesterday around 10 hours at the dam. He said preliminary investigations indicate that the juveniles were swimming in the dam when one of them noticed that his friends were missing and had failed to resurface. Mr. Chilavi has more details.
Upon receiving the report, police officers rushed to the scene and working jointly with ZNS personnel and members of the community from Kampasa area conducted a search operation. During the operation, three bodies were retrieved from the dam around 15 hours. The deceased were possibly identified as follows. 1. Divine Sopelo, age 11. 2. Angel Mwandira, age 14. And 3. Daniel Mumba, age 10. The search operations continued into the early hours of today, January 9, 2026, during which two additional bodies were retrieved from the same dam. The two were identified as Nkusechera Sakala, age 9, and Chikumbu Sobanda, age 14. This brings the total number of fatalities to 5.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Lusaka City Council has approved a 2026 budget amounting to over 1 billion kwacha. This represents a 7% increase from the over 71 million kwacha allocated in the 2025 budget, underscoring the Council's commitment to expanding civic initiatives and improving service delivery in 2026. Presenting the budget during a special council meeting yesterday, Finance, Valuation and General Purposes Committee Chairperson, Councillor Patrick Salovosa, said the increase is driven by higher constituency development fund allocations, which stands at over 280 million kwacha, as well as the implementation of the 2024 main valuation rule approved by the Rating Valuation Tribunal. Mr. Salovosa disclosed that locally generated revenue is projected at over 400 million kwacha, adding that over 430 million kwacha of the total budget will be sourced from national support. This is according to a statement issued by Lusaka City Council Public Relations Unit.
The top international news.
U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that he could order more airstrikes on Nigeria if Christians continue to be killed in the West African nation. In a wide-ranging interview from the New York Times, Trump was asked whether the Christmas Day strikes in Nigeria's northern Sokoto state targeting Islamist militants were part of a broader military campaign.